Episode 750, Arise and Wait Expectantly.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I am praying for you today. From all of you across the globe, know that you are in my heart, that I truly am seeking God's love for you, because I don't believe you're here by accident. I don't believe that you are brought into listening to this specific episode, let alone even finding this family here at Create Your Now. And yes, I believe that you are part of my family. So welcome if you're brand new. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and also sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding your simple in every day. Life gets very complicated, and bringing it down and making it as simplistic as we can is ultimately my goal. As a mom of five, I'm challenged every single day. I don't just have my schedule to run. I am run by five other children's schedule, plus my husband's schedule. And then you add on there the dogs and the cats and, you know, I don't know, whatever else. And then as a CEO of the household, I mean, you get my drift, right? And I begin sometimes to feel like we begin to be swimming in the things of responsibilities instead of living out what God has designed specifically for you. And here at Create Your Now, that's what we're looking at finding. God's given purpose for you because He's got bigger dreams than you can even imagine. In life, we all desire to be known, to be heard, to be recognized. Arise and wait expectantly. How do you start your mornings? I mean, as crazy as it gets, as all the different schedules you may have to figure out and juggle, along with, you know, maybe you're working on your own business and growing that, and maybe you actually work outside the household, or you work inside the household, along with being everything else and all the different hats that you wear. But I want to come down to a very basic question. How do you start your mornings? Do you jump out of bed in a hurry because of the snooze and then the rest of the day follows suit? Maybe that happened today. Were you late for church? Well, okay, some of you may not go to church on Sunday all the time. We actually go to church on Saturday. It works better with our schedule. It allows us to have more family time together. And that's how we choose to juggle it. And so, you know, if you don't go to church on Sunday, that's okay. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm asking you is that how do you start your mornings? The majority of your mornings, not just today. Because maybe you are trying to fit everything in except for what's really important. We are to arise and wait expectantly. You want to be known. You want to be heard. You want to be recognized. God wants to hear from you. He wants you to cry out to Him, and not that whining temper tantrum cry out. Not when everything's all a mess and you're sitting there in tears, sobbing, even maybe stamping your feet going, "All right, Lord, how many times have we had this conversation? I told you I would do this if you would do this." You know what? God doesn't live by our ultimatums. But sometimes we think that to be the case, right? Think about it. Ever had a child throw an ultimatum back at you? "Oh, Mom, I'll go do the dishes if you will." And we're like, no, we're not going to do that because I said so. Same goes for God. He says so. We can't sit here and dictate always what we want, but He wants to hear from you. He wants the morning to be started with your voice, bringing your request to Him, waiting for His response. Psalm 5:3 says this, "Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly." Now I know we're all human, right? And I'm sure you've got totally everything under control, right? You are so organized, you never have a crazy morning ever in your entire livelihood so far. There's never been anything stressful in the morning. Okay, you're dying laughing right now, right? Because we know that not to be true. I can count. Oh, I guess I can't count how many times I've had milk explosions in the morning. How many times I've created a milk explosion because of my attitude. Think about it. Yes, we're all human. And sometimes we can't do this every day. But how would spending 2 minutes a day with your creator make an impact? Think about that. I'm just saying 2 minutes. We complain that there's a long line to go get our favorite coffee at your favorite restaurant. Now, I don't drink coffee, so it really doesn't matter to me. But for those of you who are loving your coffee, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you sit there and like, I'll wait in line for 10 minutes to get that chocolate mocha latte squished with the whatever it is that you all get. It sounds great. I can't spit it out, but I love how you guys do it. And it's so fast and it sounds so awesome. And we'll wait there for 10 minutes, sometimes 15 minutes to get just that cup. What if you were filling your cup just 2 minutes a day with your creator? How would that make a shift in your life? You see, we can let life happen to us, or we can choose how we want to impact life using the gifts God has given us. Which do you choose? Excuses and temper tantrums? Oh yeah, they may work once in a while. You think, you know, those ultimatums are getting God's attention, or do you choose to be known, to be heard by your God? Arise and wait expectantly. This is your time to create your now. All it takes is one step to lead you to miles of greatness. It's these little shifts in life that grant you abundance and joy to go out and do the bigger dreams God has for you. You can do it. Make this week an incredible week filled with the good news, even when those struggles come your way, because you know, that spilt milk explosion, yeah, it's going to happen. Now, it may not literally be spilt milk, but you may get a letter in the mail that you weren't expecting, an extra bill, maybe a charge here or there. Maybe you and your spouse have had a disagreement. Maybe there's something going on at work. Maybe you and your best friend have, you know, kind of parted ways maybe and ended on bad terms. Make it still an incredible week. Because God is good all the time, through the good, the bad, and the ugly. He never leaves your side. He's there walking with you, and he's with you right now. So make this an incredible week. Let go of the control that we think, yes, we got it. If we can control it, we can do it. But that's not the case. Instead, listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you, and wait expectantly. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.